This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up with Linda Duffy. Of course, we've had you on the show before. You're a certified hypnotherapist, rapid transformational practitioner, and a mind coach as well. You've worked with lots and lots of people around the globe. Now, I caught up with you a couple of months ago to have a chat all about the work that you do. But of course, today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and I think no better day to have a chat and, you know, to really open up the conversation about suicide prevention. Thanks so much for joining me, Linda. It's always a pleasure to have a chat to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now, I guess, you know, maybe if we begin, where is there a theme for this year's World Suicide Prevention Day?
There is. So this year's theme is around changing the narrative and starting, hashtag starting the conversation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the aim behind the, I guess the theme is to create awareness, first of all, and inspire people and communities and organisations to engage in open discussions, honest discussions about suicide, because it's a topic that we can be typically maybe afraid to approach. Mm-hmm. So it's all about building awareness around that and creating maybe better cultures and understanding, but also support around people that might suffer from suicidal thoughts or intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, that's so important. I know there's statistics that, you know, suicide is higher for men than women. Why is that?
So I think as a society, we probably, men might regard seeking help or acknowledging even a need for help as a weakness, so to maybe tend to avoid it. And they're typically less likely to reach out for help if they need it. And there's also, I think, still a stigma around not only mental health, but I think more so male mental health.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we've probably grown up in generations where men were almost told not to express their emotions, so that makes it more difficult for them. And I know typically for older men, they're in a higher risk of suicide than younger men. And look, there could be a variety of reasons for that, but I would imagine maybe isolation and loneliness would be a main contributing factor for the older men.
Yeah, definitely. And I know, obviously, we've spoken before about depression and, you know, that that can be a huge cause. Is there actually any, you know, cause of depression, or where does it even stem from?
Yeah, good question. I don't think there's any one single cause of depression. It can occur for a variety of reasons and it can have many different triggers for different people. But, you know, look, for some people, it might be high trauma events that most people would be familiar with. So maybe a bereavement, heartbreak, divorce, somebody that's maybe worried about their job or money or maybe an illness that can be contributing towards depression. But also lack of real connection is what I come across with my clients for being a root cause of connection and loneliness and not feeling part of something that can kind of trigger loneliness, depression for certain people.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Are there any signs? Because obviously we want to try and help people as much as we can today. And, you know, the conversation is open here on iRadio. We're having a chat all about suicide prevention. But are there any signs and symptoms that maybe we can look out for in somebody that maybe you could, it might spur you on to ask them if they're okay?
Yeah, so there's lots of signs. What you might notice would be they tend to withdraw a lot, so they might isolate themselves from family and friends, so they'll become a little bit detached. You might notice difference in, if you're living with a person, you might notice difference maybe in their sleep patterns or their eating patterns. They might become more irritable than usual, or they might more anger than usual. They might, you might physically or visibly notice that they are self-harming. They might increase their use in alcohol or other substances, and they might struggle actually with kind of normal day routines. So even things like responsibilities and work or around family, chores, things like that. They might find that really, really difficult. So that they would be the main kind of highlight, maybe signs and symptoms to look out for.
Yeah. And then if you do notice that somebody maybe might need help, if they're showing some of those symptoms that you've mentioned, how do you actually begin to help somebody with depression? Because maybe not everybody wants to open up about it. Maybe not everybody wants to talk about it. But obviously, if you're somebody who wants to help, you're going to try and do everything that you can.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, it's a difficult topic because, you know, sometimes we don't know what is the right thing to say, or we don't even know how to approach it because we might be afraid to say the wrong thing. But ultimately, you know, I would say don't be afraid to ask a direct question, you know, with very kind of clear language, and just ask them and just say, listen, you seem really low or you seem really down and I'm worried about you. And is there anything that you'd like to talk about, or is there anything I can help you with? So even something like that, it's quite direct, but it's not too intrusive, because a lot of the time people who people who suffer from, let's say, intrusive thoughts or have thoughts of suicide, it tends to have developed over time. So just give them a chance to open up, give them a chance to talk, listen, you know, try not be judgmental. And if they do actually tell you that they are suicidal, and I know it's probably hard, but try not to panic. So the best thing you can do in those situations is really just to listen, and listen without any kind of judgment, and just, I suppose, give them space to explain what's going on and how they're feeling, and show them that you believe them, because, you know, it's suicide or contemplating suicide is a serious thing. So show them that you believe them and that you're taking what they're saying and what they're feeling and what they're thinking seriously. And if you feel like maybe that you can't cope, or that you feel like maybe that they're in immediate threat to themselves, I would contact emergency services and also wait with them until somebody arrives, and or at least until somebody gets them for help.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe somebody's listening right now and, you know, it's the first time that they've heard of some of these signs and symptoms, and maybe they recognise them in themselves. If you are somebody who feels as though you're depressed yourself, how can you help yourself?
Yeah, so I guess first of all, acknowledge that there's something maybe that you're struggling with. So just acknowledgement is the first thing. And try your best to stay in touch with people. So if that means even just texting or calling or being around people, just stay as connected as you can, and don't be afraid to tell them what's going on. But if you struggle with kind of opening up, I would say maybe try and stay active. You know, exercise, we know that's good to lift your mood. So even if it's, you know, bringing your dog for a walk, if your neighbour has a dog, just get out and get some steps in. Be mindful as well. How much time you're spending on social media. So be mindful of what kind of content you're consuming and how it makes you feel when you see it or you read it. Get outside into fresh air. If you're feeling, a lot of the time they feel numb, they have no feeling. So if you can get outside into fresh air and just feel, in Ireland, I suppose, the wind or the rain in your face, that's going to actually help you feel a bit more alive and help you feel a bit more connected to your body. And I know this is really hard, but just try and relax. So do some breathing exercises, you know, breathe in, hold it, breathe out, listen to music, anything that, you know, brings you comfort. And again, avoid any kind of like alcohol or substances that tends to kind of just mask our emotions and make the problem worse. Have a good diet, just be mindful of what you're eating. And again, if it all just becomes overwhelming, you know, really don't be afraid to reach out. And if you don't want to reach out to somebody personally that you know, you know, go to your GP or reach out to a professional, because really, you know, there's no shame around asking for help. It's always the better thing to do. So don't be afraid to open up and take that step. And also remember that recovery is possible. And, you know, all of us face some kind of challenges in life. The difference is we might not be telling people what we're really struggling with behind closed doors. So don't think that you're different, because you're not. The thoughts that you have, lots of us have those thoughts. So don't think you're different and that you can't be helped. You can.
Yeah, definitely. If you are somebody who finds that you have somebody in your life who might need support, if they've mentioned suicidal ideation, if that's a word that's come up, maybe, I know at times it can be, you know, a bit overwhelming, but obviously you want to try and support them in the best way possible. How can you do that?
Yeah, so again, I would say the best way is just keep connected with them, you know, keep in touch. A lot of the time people who suffer from maybe intrusive thoughts or depression or low mood or suicidal thoughts, they can really turn to isolating themselves, because sometimes they feel like a burden as well. They don't want to be around people because they feel like, you know, they're the negative person. So if that's the case, like try and either offer to call around to them, invite them to things, let them know that you're there to listen when they are ready to talk, and also let them know that they have options, you know, because they're out there. You can go to their GP, they can go to a therapist, they can also go to support groups, and really just be patient and really make them feel that you're actually listening, because what they really want is someone to listen and understand and or try and make sense of what they're thinking and what they're feeling, you know, because a lot of the time, you know, it might not be something traumatic like an illness or a death. It might be just they're going through some challenges in life that they feel overbearing or overwhelmed by, and they just don't know how to cope. And I always say, you know, talking is just so good for everybody. It's just being able to communicate and communicate in a genuine way, a healthy way, and a way that you feel safe doing so. So it's really just making sure that you're open, that you spot the signs, that you let them know that you care, that they're loved, that they're wanted, that they're important, all of those things, and just be patient as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and we're opening up the conversation so that, you know, we can all have a talk about it and know that there is somebody there to listen. What helplines or organisations can people reach out to if they need to?
Yeah, so again, I think if it's a case of, you know, urgent need, I would call emergency services or go to your nearest hospital or emergency unit. You could contact your GP, the Samaritans. The main ones would be the Samaritans, PIETA, AWARE, Childline, Jigsaw. And outside of that, if there's any professional therapist that you can speak to, they would be the main kind of places that you would turn to if you need to talk to somebody or seek help.
Absolutely. And Linda, if people want to reach out to you, if they want to maybe follow some of your online content, I know it can be very, very helpful. Where is the best place to go to find out everything about you?
Yeah, so probably the best place is probably actually Instagram. So Therapy with Linda, LYNDA, or you'll find all my contact details, email, etc. on my website at lindaduffy.ie.
Oh, super. Listen, Linda, thank you so much. It's such an important conversation, and I'm really happy that on World Suicide Prevention Day that we've been able to have this chat, and fingers crossed it's helping somebody who's listening there this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder, like, you know, we give a lot of stats, but behind every stat is a real person with a real story, so try not to forget that.
Oh, thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you for having me.